This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. We talk about the government coming for your hard-earned money, but it appears the state of Oregon is now taking it to a new level. Several of my employees have commented on it, and in my opinion, it's just the beginning. First, everyone was hit with a 0.5% tax for transit in the state of Oregon. Now, never mind that here in the basin, we already pay a chunk of property tax for basin transit service. But according to the state, that doesn't count. Nope. I inquired when they dictated this and was told point blank that it didn't matter that the citizens of the Klamath Basin already were being taxed for transit services because these funds would be used throughout the state, you see. Of course, throughout the state actually means Portland's TriMet system. I mean, look at that debacle. Have you ever looked at the TriMet trains? There's very, very few people on them ever. I see them when I'm stuck in traffic on the freeway with perhaps two or three people in each car. When I'm at the Portland airport and see the TriMet trains, well, you could have a gunfight in there and not hit anyone. Matter of fact, thinking about it, I think they've had a few. Now, of course, the plan is to build a new bridge over the Willamette River and extend TriMet service to Vancouver, Washington. Now, never mind that Vancouver has already said they're not interested. Nope, just plunge ahead with your expansion plans. That is what our so-called statewide transit tax is funding. So now this year, a new program started back in January. Paid Family Leave. Here, the state of Oregon is once again reaching into everyone's pocket. This time, it's going to be just over 0.5% of your salary to fund this program. Now, many of my employees have expressed the fact that they will never utilize this fund, and they probably won't. But, of course, the state is demanding that they all pay into it regardless. I will predict right now that our illustrious Governor Tina we'll see more and more of this going on as the legislative session continues. The state is already taking over 1% of workers' paychecks for PET programs, and it will continue. What will be the next program that mandates a deduction of 0.5% or maybe even 1% of your paycheck? Well, who knows, but I'm sure it will probably be something to help the homeless or something along that line. One thing that I can probably bank on, and that would be that very few of these hard-earned monies being taken away from you will ever use a program and fund it that is going to work for you. That's just the way it works. Can government ever spend less? Absolutely not. They only know how to spend more every year and take it out of your pocket. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.